Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. I know we're coming to you a couple of days late, but this past Friday we had some slight technical difficulties, and we had the year interview a radio show last night, so tonight was the only night I could do it. And since this is our last Indie Country Radio show of the year, we're doing things a little different today. All the songs we're playing from Morgan Miles, Josh Gallagher, and A Runaway Angel have been previous number ones on the show. And I'll tell you guys when they hit number one as we play them. But with that being said, let's jump back all the way 2 weeks ago and see where we left things off with. At number three 2 weeks ago was Akili Shore with Two Hands. Number two a couple weeks ago was the brand new one from Alina Stone called I Can't Think Straight. And the top spot 2 weeks ago I went to Nicole Miller with her debut single Try You On. So, with that being said, who's ready to kick off this a year in countdown? The song at number three, it hit a number one in the week of April 14th. And I've met this guy a couple times in Nashville, and I had him on the show once before his epic run to the Voice finale. You probably know that I'm talking about Josh Gallagher. So with that, here is. Justice song at number three. This is Pickin' Your Small Town on Indie Country Radio.
We're a Friday night pulling for the home team. A corner cafe sitting on Main Street. Two red lights, three cop cars cruising around. We're a little white church with a gravel lot. A two-lane road where the world drops off. We're the middle of nowhere everybody sings about. We'll pick any small town anywhere on the map. What we are, that's where we're at. That's where we'll be. Small town. We're a welcome sign.
3 for the year, that was my buddy Josh Gallagher with A Picayune Small Town. As I said earlier, you might remember Josh from his run last year to the Voice finale. Josh is a country singer and songwriter from Pennsylvania who now resides in Nashville, Tennessee. After an amazing opportunity in June of 2016 to audition for NBC's The Voice, Josh was selected from the approximately 43,000 individuals who auditioned to be a part of the 11th season of the show. Josh's tenure on The Voice sparked a nationwide support, and his talent and personality prompted viewers of the popular NBC primetime program to vote for their favorite country singer. His overwhelming support from fans across the nation, along with his true voice that includes heart and soul for the music, surged the small town boy into the final four. The dream come true journey for the singer became a ride for fans everywhere who were pulled in by his music and his relatable, funny, goofy, sweet personality. Josh's fresh vocal talent intertwined with the strong viewer support. Not only earned him a spot in the show's season, but punched his ticket through the blind audition battle rounds and knockouts, as well as 6 live rounds. Ultimately, Josh finished in 4th place in the program, but not before being acclaimed by his coach, Adam Levine, and guest coach Garth Brooks, among others. In Nashville, Josh is a regular performer at many establishments, and he has had the opportunity to perform at the Country Music Hall of Fame. But Josh has also released 2 acoustic CDs. Currently, he's excited in the process of creating his debut album. A popular opening act for Randy Houser, Easton Corbin, Thompson Square, and Eric Tazley. But Josh is becoming more popular and recognized across the country music world. After entertaining Houser's crowd and preparing them for the main act, the Buffalo News reported, quote, "Opener Josh Gallagher warmed up the Houser crowd with well-planned rousing country covers peppered with his originals." Gallagher has been devoting his time to the studio and has currently released 3 songs on iTunes: A Picayune Small Town, which you just heard, We Always Had, and Ain't No Angels. He's excited to release his debut album soon and to continue to really release music that he sings eloquently with a feeling and heart. His live performances from The Voice reached top spots on the iTunes charts and were downloaded by millions. Featuring the Johnstown magazine and performing on the at CBS Altoona program, we were in Central PA several times before earning even more nationwide press and accolades through his experience in The Voice. Gallagher's performances are high energy, entertaining, and contagious. And side note, having seen Josh perform twice, I can pretty much attest to that. He's known for a special way of connecting with the audience at his shows. His compassion and love for others inspires him to write lyrics and create melodies based on his life, including the small town he grew up in. Many connect to his lyric stories and relate to his life experiences. and description sung clearly in his strong vocal performances. Quote, I love playing music and hearing all the people sing it, right along with me, said Josh. If the crowd's having a good time, I know I'm doing something right. And like I said, you guys voted Josh Gallagher in as the number three song of the year. All right, moving right along to the runner-up song of the year. And this song hit number one on the show the week of, it's the most recent song to it's one of the more recent songs to hit a number one, taking the top spot about a month ago on October 20th. One of four singles that hit number one. This is at number two. It's A Runaway Angel with Around the Band on Indie Country Radio. Spot for the year is Runaway Angel with Around the Band Speaking of Runaway Angel, their sophomore album, Zero, was recently released, which I played a track off of. It's called Witness, which is the first single from the album. But this is pretty cool. On October 27th, Zero debuted at number 3 on the iTunes Canadian charts. And they're currently, I'm not sure if they still are, but they've been on a radio tour promoting this record and this single. And they also have a brand new music video for their single Witness, that's currently floating around online that you can probably find. But but now's the moment that you've all been waiting for. Drum roll, please. And I wish I had a drum roll sound effect for this thing. Blog Talk Radio needs to get its crap together and add sound effects you can play. But that being said, the number one song of the year belongs to none other than Morgan Miles, who's had three of her singles, Adeline, We Won't Go Home, and this current one, that's at number 1 today, Whiskey Dreamin'. I'll go number 1 in the past. Speaking of Whiskey Dreamin', it went number 1 on March 17th. And without further ado, I would make a drum roll noise, but I'm not gonna put you guys through that agony. So, you guys voted for it. Here is Morgan Miles at number 1 for the year with Whiskey Dreamin' on Indie Country Radio.
Can't drink this.
Morgan Miles quote, "I make soulful country with a warm echoes of rock and R&B sprinkled with moments that recall My Faith Hill's Nye Twain and Sheryl Crow transcended their respective genres." I claim the Boston Globe of her recently independently released EP, Miss Morgan Miles, featured in the iTunes New Music, a new artist, and a spotlight on women of country categories. Miles' undeniably refreshing EP hit at number 22 on the iTunes Country Music charts and landed her on several 2016 artist to watch lists. And then one of just a handful of artists, quote, poised to tackle 2016's music scene head on by Nashville Lifestyles. The a triple threat vocalist, singer, vocalist, songwriter, and guitarist has been featured in Country Weekly magazine 3 times for Who's New EP review, earning an amazing B+, and 2016 artist to watch. Rolling Stone has also named Miles one to watch. Miles was named TasteOfCountry.com's hot artist to watch and critics pick, and MySpace.com has called her an artist that has it in spades. A milestone in the 6-song collection includes lead single Whiskey Dreamin', which you just heard, and the music video for the song exclusively released on CMT Pure last fall. Since moving to Nashville nearly a decade ago, to pursue her music career, the Williamsport, Pennsylvania native and a Belmont University grad has teamed up on projects with the a legendary Vance Powell and collaborated with a top 10 Smiths, Richie Brown and Rebecca Lynn Howard. The powerhouse vocalist, inspired by Big Voices of the 90s, performed at the Vancouver Winter Olympics and has opened shows for Reba McEntire, Hank Jr., Rick Springfield, and more. Congrats to Morgan Miles on taking the top spot on the purely fan-voted Indie Country Radio. Let's say right quick about this countdown being fan-voted. I initially didn't do that because I initially picked them myself and had a ranking system, but I thought a few months ago You know what? Since I do this show for the fans and to spotlight some incredibly great music, why not let the fans pick the order in the rank? So I've done that for 3 or 4 months now, and it's worked out great. I know I'm gonna I keep doing that for next year and years to come. But I wanted to say also that this has been this Indie Country Radio Show has been something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and the feedback I get from listeners and even some artists I play on the show have reached out to me and said I thank you for playing such and such song on the show. That to me is pretty much worth it all. But I just wanted to close with saying number one, thank you guys for allowing me into your homes via your laptops, iPhones, iPads, whatever you guys listen to the show on. And I cannot wait for what's coming in January. I'm going to take a little time off for the holidays, like we always do. We've done that for years. But I will be back January 2nd with I'll bring you interviews and Indie Country Radio. So that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.